We have the case of Kedushim Deneve Kenani, where somebody, either a shliach or another shliach, Rashi and Ritva we saw yesterday, gives a woman money and wants her to mekudesh us to someone else, and that works with Deneve Kenani. One more din. Rabbi continues and says, what? Ten mana leproni v'akadish anilo. If the woman says, give money to somebody, and I become as kadeshes to that somebody. So there as well, mikudeshes. How come? What's the basis for this halacha midin shneya? This is going to be based on the combination of what we saw, that you can use Arev as a model for Kedushin, and you can use Arev Kenani, midin shneya. How does it go? Arev. Lav afal gav dilo kamati hana liyadei kamishabin nafshei. We know by the case of an Arev, the hana did not go to the hands of the Arev himself. Right? The Arev said to somebody, lend money to someone else, and yet the Arev becomes mishubit to pay. So to hear Hayitzanami over here as well, afal gav dilo kamati hana liyada, she didn't get the kesef in her hands. She didn't get the hana of the kesef in her hands. She said, give the ploni money. So still, she's going to become his kadeshes. So in that regard, we look at Arev as a model, but then we can challenge that analogy to Arev and say, what, midami, is it really comparable to Arev? After all, Arev, haide kakoni le kachas mamona. In other words, the malveh who now has the leverage over the Arev that he has to pay him, should the loba not pay, the malveh has now acquired something that the Arev has mishabed himself to him, but this malveh, of course, lost money by lending money to the rover. But over here, Hai Gavra, Kakoni La Lahayitza, Veloka Chasa Vlomidi. This person who's the ploni, that she identified that she's come as Kadeshes to that ploni who receives the money, he's not losing anything. So how can you say that it'll be Miskadeshes to that ploni? On this we respond, Eve Kenani Yochiach. No, but look at the case of Eve Kenani. You see in Eve Kenani that the Eved is becoming free. The Shichur means he's Kones Atzmo without having to lose money. So you see that you can acquire something even if you don't yourself lose money. So that shows you that this is not a problem, the fact that the Mekadesh, the Baal, is not losing money. But then we come back and say, but it's not analogous to that either, because me dummy, Hassam over there, hach de kamakni kakani. Interesting, new language that we see now in this line. There, the one that's makna, meaning the adon, who's makna, the eved to himself, is kone, meaning he gets something, he's getting the kesef. Hach over here, hayitza, Kamekanya Nafsha, she's being makna herself. The local Kanya Blomidi, she's not acquiring anything. This already you can maybe a little bit of a ha'ara on the idea that Kiyu Kibel, that those who learn that there's a so called Kiyu Kibel, that it is in fact that she got something. She just said she didn't get what? She didn't get the hana of the kesef, but she got kesef. The Lashna Gemara is a little bit difficult. Local Kanya Blomidi. You have to say it means like before, she did not get the hana. Lamati le'ad hana, like we said before. But on that we respond, Arav yochiach, that doesn't bother me. Afagav de'lo kamati hana li'yadei mishabin afshe. So between the fact that you find by Arav that you don't need that the hana reaches the hands of the Arav, and so too in the Isha, so that's why you can use that element over here, that she comes kadeshes without getting the money. And then you can also take the fact of Eve Kenani that you don't need the one who's actually going to become the husband to have to pay the money. He doesn't have to give the money, he doesn't have to lose the money, just as we see by Eve Kenani. And you can apply that over here as well. So maybe you can have this combination. So she says, give money to someone else and it'll be miskadeshes to him. Rashi says, Va'kadosh ani lo is to who? Also ploni. B'mana shetiten lo b'shvili. You're giving him money because of me, because I'm saying so, and you're listening to my command. So miskadesh is to him. What if she would say, I'm miskadesh is to some third party? In other words, she says to Reuben, you give money to Shimon, and I'll be miskadeshes to Levi. So many Rishonim say the same thing. Meiri, Talmud Rashba, we'll see in a minute. The Chorit shouldn't matter, right? So you have to know, why does the Dafka talk about the case which is a miskadeshes to the one who's receiving the money? Basically, the point is that that somebody went and gave money to someone else based on her say-so. She's the authority saying, give the money to that address. And with that, Nesinas Kesef, Amimis Kadeshes, to somebody. It happens to be, the Gemara has the case, that the somebody is the recipient of the money. But really, her, it shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter who the Baal is. But the Talmud of Rashba says, so what does the Dafka talk about this case? That she says a miskadeshes to the person who you're giving the money to. Ribusash minan. That you might think in this case it's a little worse, because it appears more like a nasnahi. Nasnahi is a problem in kiyikach. She gives money. Now, if she gives money to through the say-so, that Reuven gives to Shimon, and the kadesh to Levi doesn't look as much like a nasnahi, because Levi didn't receive any money. Shimon received money from Reuven based on what she told Reuven to do. But when she says, I want this kadesh to the one who you're giving it to, maybe it looks like a nasnahi. What does he mean? Maybe midrabbanan, it's hard to know what he means. Somehow that would be worse. I feel like the kadesh is because Lamaisa also promised the son of Robin Tzava Asa, and so on. Okay, so this is why many of Rishonim mentioned that it doesn't have to be to that ploni. And it works midin shneim, Rashi explains, mibein shnei adinim, or mishnei adinim, as the Bach says, halalu shal arev shal arev kenani anu lemeid. Haide kamakni, so then more go explains why you can get the combination of the two to teach us this halacha. So the Gemara says, "Hayde kamakni bal ha'eved shemakne se'eved l'cheirus kakani ha'kesef shemekabel b'pidyono." That was the Gemara's question. That midami, that over here, by Eved Kenania is hachde kamakni, meaning the adon, is makne se'eved l'cheirus kakani ha'kesef. Unlike here, and the answer is that we respond by saying eved the arv yochiach. Okay, so we have three dinim. Now, this third din is obviously, as stated in the Gemara, built off of the first two dinim. First glance, you might ask. I mean, look, we have the din of Arev, which teaches us clearly that you don't need the woman to receive the hana herself directly, or the kesef. Good, so we have a chiddush. We have the din of Eved Kenani that teaches me that you don't need the kesef to be from the mekadesh, and you don't need the Mekadesh to give the money. You can do the Nesina of the Acher instead of the Mekadesh. Good. So we are established, both things. So why does Rava now have to spell out that 2 and 2 is a war equals 4? In other words, L'chaira, if I have the Din of Arev, which is clear, and I have the Din of Eved Kenani, which is clear, so Memela, it doesn't naturally follow. It sounds like in the Gemara that there's like a need for Rava to spell out the implications, you know. That even this is going to work midin shneim. In other words, I'll take the case of Arev and what you have there, and I'll combine it with what I have in the Kenani, and Mimele I'll apply. So perhaps, I mean, Lamasha, let's think for a second. Let's say the chiddush of Arev is, we say it's kiyu kibel. So you know kiyu kibel. You know that the woman received the money. Good. You have the yisod of the Kenani that you don't need the baal to give the kesef, or the kesef can be from someone else. Good. So why is there a need for Rava to now extend Allah? It's only because of this little chiddush, because he happens to talk about the case where the one who got the money happens to be the one she's miskadeshes to, so it's, you might think it will appear to be similar to Nasnahi. That's the whole point. Rava's point seems to be that I'm going to take the chiddushim that I have, and I'm going to be able to go a step beyond. I'm not just going to have the chiddush of Arev by itself, or the chiddush of Eved Kenani, but I'm going to actually take the two chiddushim, merge them together, and create a new chiddush. chidush agabi chidush. In other words, that's the way that the Gemara seems to appear. So I think the answer can be very simple in light of the way we set up the sugya. Let's go to Arev. What is the chidush that Rabbi is telling me midin Arev? So we had already two mahalchim, we'll go over that, but let's take the idea of Tosis in Bava Tzia, that it's Arev teaches us that it's as if she would have received the money. Okay, so then what's of course, Mekadeshes, she got money. Because it's like it came from her to the person that she identified that you should give it to. So you gave her kesef, right? But the answer is it's not as simple as that. Why? What do we say? Because this kesef, it didn't stay with her. The kesef that she got, and for the sake of giving it away, it immediately goes to somebody else. So the kesef didn't bring any hana with it. So who says that that's enough to create kinyan kedushin? So there's a chidush, even though the kesef has a drawback. And the way the Ritva learns, it's also like that. It's like a certain type of hana that what she wanted done is done. It's not the typical type of kesef. It's unusual. It's not the main hana, the inyan. It's a chidush, the weakness in the kesef. And nevertheless, it's good enough for kedushin. It's good enough by Arev, and we said maybe even kedushin is a chidush on top of Arev, because Arev is just a shivud. This is not just a shivud, it's a kinyan that comes as a result. You give the kesef and you get something in return. It's a step even beyond Arev. And the answer is that afal pikein, even though there's a weakness, it's a weak kesef, and a weak kesef can also create kedushin. So it is with Avikinan. It's a weak kesef. Why is it a weak kesef? So let's say Rashi that we said yesterday. The fact that the kesef is not coming from the Baal. So you would imagine usually for what do you give the kinyan kedushin? What do you give it for? You give it for the kesef of the person who's acquiring this kinyan. And here you're getting someone else's kesef. It's a drawback. It's a weakness in the kesef. Ritva. It's a weakness in the kesef and the nesina sa kesef. It's not the nesina of the person who's getting the kedushin. It's that someone else isn't seen as kesef. So between, you know, whether it's Arev, whatever, Kenani, you're already talking about a lower standard. You want it to pass muster, even though it's not the best type of kesef to be kona, to make kedushin, and yet it will be good enough. Nope. So now if you have good enough, and you have good enough, and you put them together, maybe it's not good enough. In other words, Rava has something to add here. It's not as if the halacha of Arv told me, guess what, there was no problem to begin with. No, there was a problem, you identified the problem, and then you said, but it works anyway. And so with Rabbi Kenani, you know, there is something weaker here in the mechanism of the kesef. So to the extent that you have now intertwined two distinct problems in weakening the nature of the koach of the kesef to be kona. Number one, that it's not, she's not getting a hana in a normal way here from the kesef. Whether it's because there's no hana at all, and we're going to say it's good enough, or because hana is just the measly hana that what she wanted done was done. Whether it's the fact that it's not the kesef of the baal, or it's not the nesina of the baal. So now you have everything together. Now perhaps it's simply not going to be good enough. You have to have some. So that's the answer. But that's the tzad hashavi here. Each thing compensates for the other, and I can push it through. In other words, it's not like the way the Gemara is putting it, it's like midami, yochiach, and what about this? Yochiach. When you have a yochiach and a yochiach, it's basically saying, okay, so memela will be able to make it work. It's not like, you know, it's a simple slam dunk. You know what I mean? It has to be understood that it will work despite the double drawback, the two strikes that it has, because each strike is neutralized by the fact that, you know, but you see it manages anyway. So don't say that now suddenly it's worse. No, I'll say midin shneim. And so in the way that we touch the Gemara, I think it makes sense why Rava has to bring now a third case and bring out the chiddush of that case over and above the first two cases. Okay, that's a word, I think, in terms of the reading of the Gemara. Okay, we have more coming, obviously, the case of Adam Chashuv, and when she's giving the money, But let's pause right now and maybe look a little bit at the Rambam, see what we can net from all of this. There's a lot of interesting diukim that I think we should be omit on in the Rambam on these three cases. The case of Kedushin Midin Arev, Kedushin Midin Ebi Kenani, Kedushin Midin Shnei. So let's start with the Rambam Ishus, Perakei Halacha Chaf Aleph. Let's start with Arev. Zok the Rambam, Ha'isha Sha'amra, 10 dinar leploni, matana, veskadesh ani lecha, lach. V'nasan, v'omala, hareyat mekudeshes li, v'hanas matana zu, shenasati alpich. So the Rambam defines for us the case of Kedushin Midin Arev. The woman starts by saying, give this money, the poni matana. The Rambam emphasizes matana. And with that, I become Kedushin to you. The Rambam goes on and says that he gives the money, and there's an amira. What's the amira? The amira is, I'm Kedushin, but I'm not matana zil that I gave based on your word. Harezum Kedushin, that works. That's the din of Kedushin Midin Arev. The Rambam doesn't stop just with that. That you need an Amira, obviously you need an Amira, because otherwise it's Nasna, he, and it's, I mean, it's Nasna, who, the Amra, he. You need an Amira, otherwise it's a problem. What is the Amira? The Amira speaks to the Hana. So we saw that already also. Not on the Kaddishu with the Dinar, the Kaddishu with the Hana. The Rambam elaborates. Afal pi shelo higia lakum, even though she didn't get anything, the money was given to someone else. Hare nenes virtsona shenasa. She got benefit with what she wanted done was done. The nena ploni biglola, and so and so got the benefit because of her, because she said, give it to him. So the Rambam wants you to understand here the Chiddush of Din Arev. Goes out of his way to explain it to you. But nevertheless, Nene Spiritsona Shinasa Benena Ponavigola. So this clearly points in direction, as we saw at the beginning of the Sugya, the Machne Ephraim sets up the Sugya. There are two distinct approaches to understanding the Din of Arev. He points to Tosus in Lamentia as one approach. That's the approach that it's viewed as if the money was received by the mitzaveh, by the one who said give the money to someone else. In the case of the woman, means it's if she got the money. And Nifrei Hilchos Ribis has, you know, the same halacha that's called Ribis Sutza. And that would be the sheet of the Rush over here, who says that what's the Amira? The Amira of the condition is Amikadishu with the mana. Right, that I gave. That's the Yisod of Ki'u Kibel, that's one approach to the Sugya. Says Machne Ephraim, the other approach is the Ritva. And the Rambam. I think he even mentions the Rambam. And that is that the Kesef Kedushin is not the Kesef itself. In Machne Ephraim, it seems like they would hold that there is no Yisod like this, Ki'u Kibel. There is no such Yisod. Who said it's true? It's a definition. That it's the Hana that comes to her through my giving the Kesef. So, you read the Rambam, first glance, that's exactly what the Rambam said. And the Rambam says, Afafi shelo higia lakum. He means kipshuta. In other words, there was no Kesef that she got. Kiu kiba, whoever talked about kiu kiba, right? There's no such halacha, no such idea. Basically, the Hana is the Kesef Kedushin. Nene Spiritsona Shinasa Nene Ponavigvot. So we had a tweak of Rabbi Kiv Eger. Rabbi Kiv Eger points out there could be within this idea of Hana, there are two ways to understand it. The Hana of she feels that she got accomplished what she wanted to accomplish, and that was worth money for her, and that's the money. But the Rebbe Kivayeger says that the Rashba and the Rambam seem to say a little differently. It's the idea that the Hana that the other person got is considered her Hana. And that's the Hana, that's the Kesef Kiddush. But either way, the point of the Rambam would be Apishul Gil Akrum, in other words, not the Kiyul Kibel, but rather the Hana. Yeah, Machlefein had a problem. The Ritva himself quotes that idea in the Chesribis to say that was the Kasha. But that was the approach of the Ritva, and that would be apparently what the Rambam is saying here. That's in terms of Hilchus Ishus. Yeah.
Can you make a deal from the fact that the Rambam uses a dinar that perhaps uses like, the Ritva within Rabbi Kivi Eger? Because if it was just a pruta, then she definitely wouldn't have paid a pruta to have it given. If it's more than a pruta, then maybe she would have paid a pruta.
Yeah, I hear you. But the problem is that the Lashon Rambam doesn't sound like the Ritva. The Lashon Rambam is like Kivi Eger is medayik, right? Nenes birtsona shenasa. Not that I did your ratzon. And that was your ratzon was done. The nene called me the girl. And even the Russian, what he says. The Kodesh of Sri Bahanoas Matona Zu. Not, I'm a Kaddishu with, what, no?
Next 3 words.
Matona Shinasati Apich. Hanoas Matona Zu Shinasati. The Hanoa, the Matona that I gave with your words. Okay, that goes back to the Kibbeger. He said a dinar, he said a dinar. Okay? The next case is also. The next case is also a dinar, the dinare. Okay? What about Chabez? And Chabez, it's Evet Kenani. He also says dinar.
No?
Yeah, but I'm saying by Evet Kenani and Halacha Chabez, he also says dinar. What are you going to do? Why you say dinar over there? There, it's a different issue. It's not the deal, it's not a deal, because you see, the Rambam does it consistently. Okay, no. So we have the Rambam, right? We have the Pshat and the Rambam in terms of the basis for the Kedusha. Now, what's the difficulty? So, go to the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. This is a deal that many Achronim are dealing with. Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav. This is the din of the Gemara says further down. We haven't read it yet, but the Gemara says V'chein Yinyan Mamona. So that means that what we say, these various cases of Kedushin, assuming it's going on all the cases, we'll see, but still it's going on Arei, right? For him and Mamona, that the din is the same for Mamon, that means that you can have the Kesef given by the prospective buyer, not to the Mocher, but to someone else, and that would be enough for the Kesef to be Kona the Karka. The Rambam says, Perakal Falachavav, Ha'omer l'chaveiro, this is now a perspective moche saying to someone, ten mana l'ploni, yikone beisi lach. So give mana to somebody, and with that, my house will be acquired to you. You'll be purchasing the house. Kevan shenasan, once he did so, kona beis b'dinar. Now let's notice what's not mentioned in the Rambam here. The Rambam gives you the din of Arif. Now, as far as the Rambam writing in Hilchos Ishus that he had to come back and he had to say afterwards, Rambam doesn't say anything about that, but that's simple. Why doesn't Rambam say that? Because the whole din of Amira is specific to where? To Kedusha. There's no din of Amira when you're buying a house. So that doesn't have to be mentioned in the Rambam, that there was no need for the Lukiach to repeat anything afterwards. Okay, so that doesn't bother us. But something else. In Hilchos Ishus, the Rambam makes it clear, not just that the case was with that he said what he said, that I'm a Kaddishu with the Hana, the Rambam explains why it works and why you might have been concerned, but you should know it works. The Rambam says, Afal pisha lo higia lakum, even though she didn't get anything, Hare nenes birtsona shenasav nenapon biglola. A whole hesber, the Rambam goes out of his way to explain to you why it works. After all, the answer is, but Nenes, with that which she got accomplished what she wanted, that the pony was Nenes, and so on. And here the Rambam is silent. Rambam doesn't give you any more background to explain what does it work, because what? Because even though the Mocha didn't get the money, nevertheless, it's Nenes, because the other one got it, and because of him, it's not there. The Rambam simply says, "Kanami dinarit." Yeah. So what do you say? The Rambam relies on the fact that he explained it in Hilchos Ishus, right? Nope. Is that it? So the Rambam didn't have to say anything here because you can figure it all out. Why does the Rambam feel no need to explain the reason why it works, the chidush here, even though there was no? That's one diuk. There are more diukim, but maybe we'll do this. Maybe we'll try to say something of a pshat, and then we'll answer another diuk as well. Anyone notice anything else to be medayik here? Yes, Avraham.
I had a potential answer, but not another diuk.
Okay, listen.
Yeah. Maybe because also the Gemara also it goes to the problem by the woman, but then it just says v'chen v'manonis, so he's also lists the potential problems by kiddushin, but then just says.
Okay, so he's basically saying something like I just said. Okay, the Rambam didn't have to feel like he had to spell out every detail, the mechanism he gave you. The main place was in Kedusha. The Chilim was just an extension of that. I think we can do better. I hope we can do better. Let's see. So, let's try at this. Let's revisit what we just said in the Rambam in Ishus. The other Diyukim will come back to. The way the Machne Ephraim understood the Rambam, which is basically the approach of the Ritva, basically was that they're the two approaches, and if you go with the Yisod of Kiyu Kibel, then that's Pshat Nesugya. If you go with the other approach of the Ritva and those with him, then you don't accept Kiyu Kibel. It's not so. You don't accept it. And that's why you have a problem, because the Ritva does quote the Shem the Ra'ah and the Ramban. Then Hilchus Ribbis, if the Lova gives the money based on the instructions in the Malva, gives the extra Ribbis to someone else, it would be Ribbis Ksutra, so it sounds like the Ritva would agree with it. So he had a problem, but he assumed that really if you go with the Yeposh Kiyu Kibel, you don't have to learn the Sugya al Derech Chavit. We suggested differently. We suggested that it could be that the Ritva also agrees, like he brings from Rav Osav in Bava Tzia. He agrees with the Yisod of Kiyu Kibel. But it's still not going to help over here. And then we explained, because really even those who do learn the Sugya with the approach of Kiyu Kibel, the Gemara doesn't make the Chiddush the very point of Kiyu Kibel. That's what everything's about. The Gemara talks about the fact that she didn't get Hana. So the Chiddush has to be, for those who have shown in Petosis and the Rosh, is that you might have thought that, good, she got Kesef. But what does she have in the Kesef? Nothing. She got the Kesef. Halachically, Lamdish, she got the Kesef. But she doesn't have anything with this Kesef. The Kesef she had, only that it should be given to someone else. So according to the Tosis and the Rosh, that's the Chiddush. She doesn't matter. She got the Kesef, doesn't have to bring her knowledge. The Ritva could disagree. The Ritva could hold that, I understand Hokus Ribbis, perfect. The Malva got the Ribbis. Ribbis Ksutza. But when it comes to Kesef, to being Kona, it's not enough. You have to have the Kesef, has to bring Hana with it. Let's suggest that the Rambam also agrees with that. The Rambam doesn't deny the Yisod of Kiyu Kibel. When the Rambam writes over here in Hilchos Ishus, Afal Pi Shelo Igia Lakum, that doesn't mean that mamish, there's no halachic mechanism existing here that considers the kesef as if she got the kesef. It means that she didn't get the kesef, the hana, that kesef is supposed to bring with her. The Rambam would agree in Hilchos Ribbis, for example, that the Malva received Ribbis. But in terms of kinyan, in terms of kedushin, it's not called that she got anything from it. Okay, so that's step number one. So we're veering a little bit away from the Machne Ephraim in light of what we've said already, that we could say the Ritva would agree with Kiyu Kibel and so on, but there has to be something more than just saying you got the Kesef. You had the Kesef, you have an... And now we'll take it another level. See, the Rambam, if we say the Rambam agrees that there is Kesef that was received, the problem is only that the Kesef didn't bring Hana. Now we have a very interesting suggestion. When we say that, we could argue that Tanai, that Kesef has to bring Hana, that's true with all Kinyan Kesef. Kedushin, Chira, and you always have to come on to the Hana whenever you want to use the Halacha of Arev for whatever type of Kenyan Kesef. It has to always fall back on this idea that there was Hana that was received by the person who has to get the Kesef because of the fact that they listened to him. But could be that the Rambam will hold differently. The Rambam will hold that this idea that you need the Kesef as to give Hana is unique to Kiddushin. This is not out of thin air, Bosei. We have evidence to this. Where do we have evidence to this? Back in the sugyas that we had. Everything is interrelated. We had the Rambam by Matana Nasi Hachzir. The Gemara says, the sugya right before, that you cannot be Mekadosh and Isha, even though generally you can use Matana Nasi Hachzir that works everywhere, the Gemara says, Kana, but except by Kiddushin. Why? Because Ein Isha Niknes B'Chalipin. Some learn it means Midrabanan Ekzeirin. The Rambam takes it literally. That which Ein Isha Niknes B'Chalipin is the reason why she can become Mishkadeshes with Matana Nasi Hachzir. How does the Rambam explain it? That's in the same parak, a little few halachas later. The Rambam says, what's it, Halacha Chaf Dalit? Yeah. I don't know if you have it, but it's a few halachas afterwards. Omer isha rim kudeshes li bedina ze amnas shetach zireyu li enem kudeshes ben achzira ben lo achzira, whether she returns it or not. Shem lo achzira so hagelonis kai matnai. She doesn't give it back, then she never got it. Vim achzira so harei lo nenes v'logia liyada klum. The Rambam says that if she does return it, so then lo nenes. So what is the pshat? So the Rambam, as many explain, we had this on the Miluim, if you remember, the Rambam learned pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ein isha niknes b'chalipin." It's a din d'oraisa. What's the shayches to chalipin? What do you see by chalipin? That a woman would not be wanting to be miskadeshes for, like the Gemara says, less than shava pruta. Chalipin is less than shava pruta. She wanted to give herself up for less than shava pruta. She's not getting pruta, she wouldn't want. What do you see in that? A similar idea, says the Gemara, if you got kesef. Did she get kesef? Yes. What's the drawback? What's the problem? But the kesef she got, she can't keep. She has to give it back. She has to give it away. So then it's not enough for her to be willing to give herself up a kedushin. It's a din by kedushin. It's a din by kiddushin. What about other places? Again, if the Rambam holds this way, and that's how he read the Gemara, it comes out the Rambam took, and this was, we come back to Mekadesh Ben Milva, the similar idea, the Mekadesh Ben Milva issue. It was not a kesef that brought Hana, that was the connection that the Avni Mui made between Mekadesh Ben Milva and the Rambam and Tanasi Hasi and the Rambam. That's why Mekadesh Ben Milva, the Rambam would hold, it's only a problem where, remember? Only a problem where? For kiddushin. Not by Mecher, either Gemara, you have to figure out different Gemaras the Rambam relied on, etc., etc. But the Rambam consistently holds that there's a special halacha by Kiddushin that the Kesef has to bring with it Hana. So Mekadesh Ben Milva is only a problem by Kiddushin. And Mekadesh Ben Milva is unique to Kiddushin, just that she's Einik Nisbachalipin, the same yisod of why she can't be Mekadesh Nisbachalipin, that's why Nasa Hazo doesn't work. And so what the Rambam would be saying over here by Arev is similar. In Hachinami, the Rambam agrees that as far as whether she's considered to have gotten Kesef, when you give the Kesef based on her say-so, did she get Kesef? What's the answer? Yes. What's the crowd? The crowd is, that's the din we know. I'm not, that is Kiyu Kibel. All right, yeah. Well, that's good. But as far as Kiddushin is concerned, it's not enough. There has to be Kesef of Hana. However, so the Rambam has to explain that it's considered have Hana. However, when it comes to Hilchos Mechira, there the Rambam has no need to elaborate. Straightforward. What do you have over there? 10 mana l'poni, v'yikana v'yisilach, nasan, kinesh nasan, kana v'yis m'dinarif. Why? What's Kona for him? Simple. Not the Hana. What's Kona for him? The Kesef. The Mochi got the Kesef. Beautiful, right? Wait, not so fast. But So far, yeah, sounds good, yeah? So far, sounds good. Now, what else is very good according to this? Very good. Another diuk. Make another diuk, Rabosai, in the words of the Rambam. Make me another diuk, please. In the case of Arev, what does the Rambam say that he doesn't say in Hilchos Mechira? One word. Key word. No? Somebody. Ha'isha sha'amra. 10 dinar leproni, what? Matana. Yeah? She says, give him matana, and I'll be miskadeshes to you. And so on and so forth. The Rambam runs with that. What about in Hilchos Bechira? 10 mana leproni? No word matana. 10 mana leproni. You kind of basically, it doesn't say giving him matana. It's not stam. There's a simple nafkamina lehalacha, I'll ask you. Suppose the following. Suppose for some reason there was a problem in the Kedusha. Sometimes it was an error or whatever was discovered. Suppose there was a problem in the Mechira. And now it falls apart. The whole deal falls apart. So the person who gave the money to the other guy wants his money back. I didn't get to marry this woman. Or in the case of Mechira, I didn't get the house. Does he have a right to get the money back? What do you think? So by Kedushin, the Rami says, what are you doing? What are you giving him? A matana. He has no idea. He's clueless. Kedushin. He has no awareness of what this is about. He got a matana. He's dancing for joy. He got a matana. Now the Kedushin fell apart. It's not really a Kedushin. What basis do you have to take back the money? You gave him a matana. She said to give him a matana. You gave him a matana. Do you have a claim on him to get the money back? Absolutely not. You gave him a matana. She said to give him a matana. You gave him a matana. You have tainus on the woman to say that. Meanwhile, the mekabel matana can keep his matana, right? That's what happens, it's a matana. When it comes to mechira, Hilchos Mechira, it's not a matana. What is it? It's the kesef of the field. Yeah? Well, if the mechira falls apart, if the transaction is not going to go through, that what's going to be? The money goes back, right? So that's where the Rambam says matan. So why is this correct? Why is it true? Because when it comes to mechira, what is it? What is it you're giving? You know, you never give matana. You're giving a payment for the field. How are you paying the mocha for the field? By giving to the ploni, you're giving to the mocha. So what is the kesef? Why should it be a matana? There's no reason for it to be a matana. You can give the mocha the kesef via giving it to the one he identifies to give it to. That's the halacha of kiyu kibbeh. The Rambam agrees with it. That's what we're saying. The Rambam subscribes to that yesod of kiyu kibbeh. So you give the money to the mocha via, because giving it to the person the mocha identified as the recipient. So it's as if the mocha would have gotten it and give it to that person. Either Mocha's kesef didn't stay by him, so what? You don't have any special halacha that the kesef has to be bring the hanah with it. You just have to give him kesef. You gave him kesef. So there's no reason why the kesef had to be a matana. Lo kin by kedushin, where you can't give kesef kedushin to har by giving it to the ploni, because that kesef is not going to be work for kedushin. You can't give kesef kedushin to her by giving it to ploni, because the rule is that the kesef kedushin has to be something that brings hanata. So what's happening instead? The answer is you're giving him matana. Meanwhile, there's a hana that she receives through your giving the ploni a matana. What is the kesef kedushin? Kesef kedushin is the hana that she got, but you're giving ploni the matana. So it has to be a matana. So again, whether the condition fails or not is irrelevant. The condition, the matana is still a matana. The kesef of the condition is done, not that she got when he gave the matana. So this pshat lines up. In other words, what are we saying in a nutshell? The Rambam saying that you need the hana is not that the Rambam denies the yisod of kiyu kibbeh. The Rambam accepts that yisod, but the yisod of kiyu kibbeh is only going to go so far. That works by mechira. And therefore, the money you're giving to Ploni is the kesef of the Mechira, which is considered like you give it to him, to the Mocher. By condition, that won't work. You can't give kesef condition to her via somebody else, because that's not going to be kesef of Hana. So therefore, you have to mekadesha with the Hana. So you're giving the kesef to, you're giving the matana to someone else, and meanwhile, since you said to give it to someone else, so now she got Hana by you giving it to someone else. That's the kesef condition. So the Rambam has to say matana over here, but not over there. And the Rambam has to elaborate over here why it works, but not over there, not Hilchus Mechir. This is a path that numerous achronim, I think, are following. The Brisker Rav hears that shot, but he has a problem with it. Brisker Rav in the letters at the end of the Sefer, it could be to his nephew, the Rav, because many of the letters were to him. It's not clear whether all of them or some of them, so it could be this was or wasn't, I'm not sure, but it's the letter Tammuz Tafesh Tariches, Masha Kasavta, the Harambam with Tamei, the Matfich Bekidush and Kesef Shahana, Ulahachi, that's the Rambam with Tamei, meaning in Ulahachi Hosef Gam Gabi Arev, Time of the Hana, Varecha Tovim Bazeh, but then he wants to tweak it a little bit. Because he thinks that the Rambam has to hold that the condition is Be'etzim HaKesef. And he has a few problems, and I'll tell you one of them, and maybe we can solve it. So he tries to say a bit of a different case. He says, the kiddushin was with the kesef, but l'maisa I need to have hana as well. The difficulty with that pshat is, then why does the Rambam have to make the words of the Amira speak to the hana? If you just have to have hana, so you have hana. What do you have to talk about that? If the kesef is not the hana, then why does the Rambam put that in the mouth of the Mekadesh? But here's the problem, one of the problems. The Gemara says, V'chein le'in mamona, that we're using the principle that we have in Din Arev, that we learned by condition, V'chein le'in mamona. The way that we just touch the Rabban, as he brings initially from whoever, and other Achronim say this, that it's that here the condition is in the Hana, by condition. And here by Mechira, the Kesef of Mechira is what? Is the Kesef itself. So then what's the Gemara saying? The Chengling Mamona. Notice we're using the principle of Arev and we're learning it to Kedushin and also to Mamon. But it's not the same thing. The way we're saying now, by Kedushin, what is it? How is it working? It's working with what? With the Hana. And by the Chengling Mamona, when it comes to Mechira, what is it? With the Kesef. So how do you latch on? How do you Gemara makes it seem as if it's one din? And it's a tzricha, so if you have one, you wouldn't know the other. So what is the uniting factor here? L'chayr, according to the Rambam, it's two different, the way we're saying Shanah, it's two different mechanisms. Here, the yisod is the hana is the kesef, and in the other case, it's the money that's the kesef. That was the Biskra's problem.
Yeah, it could be that the reason the Rambam didn't mention Matana, also there's a separate consideration when it comes to being Mocher Sados about Nechasim Sheisha Machrayas. And if he gave it to the Matana, then the guy wouldn't be able to collect. So meaning,
what do you mean? Like he gives Matana, he wants the Hana to be the Kesef. No. You want the Hana
if
he said, the guy said that the Mocher says give him a Hana to someone else and with that I'm selling you my house, and there's a Hana that the Mocher gets of course by your listening to him and giving him a Hana, which is what he wants you to do. So if he wants the Hana to be a Kesef, it wouldn't work. I'm saying the Ram didn't need to do that. I mean, could it work? Why not? So I'm saying it's not that it couldn't work, but there's no reason to have to do that. There's no reason to have to explain that that's what's going on. Because you can use the kesef itself that you're giving as the kesef that's kona for you. I don't hear what you're saying.
I was just suggesting, I hear in terms of how we're using the denari, that you could use either the kesef or the hana.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in terms of why he didn't mention hana.
Yeah.
And why he just said pay money with Ploni.
Yeah.
It could be because there would be enough, I mean, in terms of collecting the Chasim Shishim Achrayis afterwards.
So maybe when we're dealing with the Nechira.
Because of what? Because he said it's only going to be Achrayus if he's giving.
If he's selling.
No. You're missing the point. When I say Matana, as opposed to what? As opposed that to saying that the kesef that you're paying me will be in the form of the hana that I'm getting, that you're listening to my request to give him matana. So why would I be any different? In other words, either way, I'm paying for the field. I'm paying for the field either with the kesef is the payment, that money itself. That's as if you got that payment. Or I'm paying for the field with the nod that you're getting from my giving him matana, no? Yeah, so, no. So the answer is that the Rambam didn't need to go as far as saying it's a matana. Because since we say that the Rambam agrees that if I give it to someone else based on your say-so, it's like I give it to you, you didn't get to enjoy the kesef. That doesn't have any, it's not necessary when it comes to anything but kedusha. Our problem is, how do you line it in the sugya? The two cases are lined up. The chayim and mamon. Yeah.
Also, I guess just to further this, because when if we're explaining the Gemara by Kiddushin, we understand that it's heel kibel, but the problem is that there's no hana. So the whole kiddush by the woman that we learn from Arev is that there is this hana involved.
Right.
So that we don't.
That has a pattern.
It would be pashut by mechira. If we already know,
right,
that it's
right,
kibel,
right,
then why do we have to say like? And this.
So that's right. That's right. That's similar to what I'm asking. So what's the common denominator? V'chein liyimamona. So let's try to say an answer to that question. Everyone here, you should bother. It's such a beautiful pshat in the Rambam, it'd be a shame not to answer it, right? I mean, so it sounds so good, right? But what do you do with the Gemara, right? Because the Brisker Rav's pshat is difficult in its own way. Like he wants to say, I mean, he has other problems too. You have to know what he'll do to deal with the other questions. But he'll end up saying that it's the kesef, but there happens to be the Abdavana too. So therefore it's the kesef. But let's say it different. Let's say it like this. Let's go back. We had a problem with the Ritva as well, in terms of the sugya. The Pnei Shuv was very upset. He said, "You need Arif to teach me that there's a notion called Hana that Shav Kesef." So we wanted to say that originally we said, beyond the Machne Ephraim, that the Ritva also agrees that there's some concept called Ki'ilu Kibel. He agrees with that. That's where he can quote the Rebbeim in Hilchos Ribbis. Then we went a step further, if you remember, and we said, it's not only that the Ritva agrees with it, but it wouldn't work in the sugya by itself. It could be at the end of the day, you need it in the sugya. And you need Ariv for that as well. In other words, it's not just that I'm learning from Ariv, and I see in Ariv that you have this Hana, that based on the Hana, you can have the Shibud, and so it will be here, the Kenyan. And afterwards, not the same type of Hana, we noted. The Hana of the Arab is that he's considered an honest person. Hana hears that you listen to what she said, and she you accomplished what she wanted to accomplish for her. So what's really necessary? You need to say that it's viewed as if you gave her the kesef, and then it's viewed as if you gave her the Hana. That's how we explain within the book. It's a hard svara. We said it, it's not a simple svara. We wanted to say like this, Lamasho, if it's only that I'm giving the money to someone else, and then incidentally, from my giving money to someone else, I'm doing something with someone else, giving him money. She benefits because you know that she'd like that to happen, and she said, I'd like you to do it, and you might say you did what she said, and you gave the person money, and she benefited. So we said, even though she got Hana, but the problem is, it's not called you gave her Hana. Because you didn't do anything to her in what you did. You're only dealing with the other guy. The answer is no, but since the Ritva might also agree that by giving someone something that she wanted you to give that person, and she told you to do it, it's treated in some way as if you gave her that money. Then it's considered to be that what I did, that I gave her the Hana. Because in giving that person the money that she said, I'm relating to her as well. It's like since halachically it's like I gave her the money, so then it's called that the hana that she got from all this is also something I gave her. That svara is a bit of a difficult svara, but we said it for the Ritva. If we go back to the Rambam, maybe we could say it in a lot easier way. If you remember, the Kiva Eger had a way of understanding the Rambam and the Rashba in a slightly different way than the Ritva. What is the Hana exactly? The Kiva Eger said, according to the Ritva, what's the Hana? The Hana is that you did what she asked to do. You did what she asked you to do, and that accomplishment is worth money for her, and so you gave her something of value. That's the Hana. Whereas for the Rashba and the Rambam, the Kiva Eger says, what's the Hana that you gave her? What's the Hana? The Hana that Proni has in that money, that's her Hana. You, by giving Proni, you gave her that Hana Proni, you gave that to her. Kiva Eger had nafkaminas, if you remember, right? Let's say it would have been whatever the first nafkamina gave, if it would be 10 pruta the proni. So he says, according to the Ritva, he feels that wouldn't be a value of a hana. She wouldn't pay a pruta to have proni get a pruta. But if it's the pshat that the person who got a pruta has another pruta, that hana is considered like you gave her that hana proni. Then it works, right? Now, let's explain. If the pshat is that you gave her the hana of proni, how is that the magic? How is that? What does it mean? Words. Proni, vicariously, what does it mean? In what sense can you say that she said, give proni dinner, mana, whatever, and proni has now a mana to enjoy? That's cool. You gave her his enjoyment. Why? Why should that be? Why should that be? Why should it be? What is it? What is the fundamental missing link that allows us to understand that svara much better, much clearer? Why is it that when I give Proni, when she says, give Proni this money, and Proni now has Hana from that money, it's considered like I gave her that Hana of Proni, I gave it to her. Why? Why? Because of what you sold of Arif? Kilo Kibel. Because the idea that hovering underneath this, over this, is the fact that giving someone something that someone instructed you to do is considered like I gave that thing to that person. Now, if I just stopped at that and I said, well, therefore I gave her kesef, the answer would be no. That couldn't be the kesef kedushin, as the Rambam will say, because kesef kedushin has to bring with it hana with the kesef. This kesef is kesef that doesn't have hana. But the answer is no. But since so-and-so has hana, and since you're giving her kesef by giving Proni kesef, it's like you're giving it to her. Now we allow ourselves to understand well that Hana is so identified with her. You gave her, since you gave her kesef, that's why the Hana of Proni is considered her Hana. Otherwise, like, why should it be? Why should it be that his Hana is her Hana? But because it's considered like you gave it to her, now we can say what he's getting from the kesef is that you gave her that Hana. Comes out that this is a very lot easier. In other words, so the Rambam also needs the Yesod of Arev to explain why Kedushin works. Now already, V'chein and Mamon works out. In other words, so when it comes to Mamon, it's the Ki'il Kibel carries the day without anything that you have to piggyback on top of it. In other words, the Yesod of Ki'il Kibel is the reason why it works by Mechira. Basically, the mocher received money. What is the kesef of the mechira? It's the kesef that the mocher received. I didn't get to keep the hana. It's irrelevant. You don't need it. Was it? Do you need to be a matana? Absolutely not. It's simply the kesef of the mechira was given to him because you gave it to someone else. By a say-so, that's cool. You gave it to the mocher. So, Kiyu Kiva. When it comes to Kedushin, the Rambam needs it to be the kesef is the hana. What is the hana? The hana that the Proni got is her hana. Because to say just that she got the kesef is not going to work, because that can't be kesef Kedushin. Kesef Kedushin has to be the kesef that brings hana with it. Therefore, the Rambam doesn't talk about the kesef being Kedushin. It's kesef matana. Kedushin could be batel, the matana remains a matana. But why is it true that I gave her hana when I gave Proni the kesef that she asked me to give him? Why is that cool that she got the hana of Proni? What makes her connected to the Proni's hana? Why? The answer is because my giving her is considered giving him is like giving her the kesef. That's why there's a connection between her and him. That's why the anav ploni is considered to be her anav, because of the yisod that giving ploni on her say so is giving her. So it's considered like I gave her the money. The money can't be mekadesher. The money was matana anyway, because it couldn't be kesef kedusha. But it could be that the hanah that she gets from ploni's hanah, that's her hanah, that can be the kesef kedusha. But why is that correct? Only because of the yisod of arif. At both sides, you hear it. It's not. It's then it answers the sugya. That's why that it lines up. This is all the Rambam in terms of arif. That's the Rambam in terms of arif. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you say the same thing in Rashi and the same thing in Mishnah? We said earlier Rashi says bo. Rashi says bo.
Bo. Yeah.
So when he's talking about when you mamona, you have to say bo because he's referring to the actual money itself. Because by mamon, you don't need the actual hana. That's not talking about kedushin. By kedushin, when it has kavmeit of then he has to talk about the two of us hana. That's talking about kedushin. Same thing we're saying in the Rambam.
Okay, we have to wait for the Tzrichasa anyway. This we have the Tzrichasa between the two, but okay. I hear you. I hear what you're trying to say. Let's go to Halacha Chabez in the Rambam. We'll skip over the rest of Chav. I'll come back to that from Din Shnei, and I'll put them, and I'll put that those two together. It's interesting. The Gemara Seder HaGemara is first Arev, then Evkenai, then Din Shneim. The Rambam goes differently. The Rambam has Arev, then he goes to Din Shneim, then he goes to Evkenani. What does he have in Halacha Chabez? Amala. Heilach diner ze matana. Ah, again, there it is. Lashon Rambam. Heilach diner ze matana. Vizkachi leproni. We're talking about a shliach rabosai. We're talking about a shliach or not? Does it sound like? Not really, no? Not a shliach. Heilach diner ze matana. Vizkachi leproni. So therefore, of course, you need Ploni to say something, right? Because if it were a shliach, you don't have Ploni to say anything. So the Rambam is he's not talking about a shliach. Right, clear? Right. The kitsha osa Ploni. Now, what does the Ritva say? Is the nusach of the Amira? What does the Ritva say? Remember the Ritva from yesterday. What does Ploni say? Now, what does the Ritva put into the mouth of Ploni? The cave of the cane, since the Ritva says, since we're talking about not a shliach, so Tzarek Shosa Ploni Yomala says the Ritva, what? Hare Mekudesh Esri, what? Be? No, what is Ploni going to say? The Kesef Shanasa Lacha Ploni Shetiskachili. Yeah. Ploni says, I'm a Kaddishi with the Kesef that so-and-so gave on my behalf. That's what many Rishonim say. The Lashon HaTamid HaRajba Ploni lo chasam midi, v'husha yomar achar kach hamkadosh haviyad mekudesh eski ba'osam mana shenasam lacha ploni b'shvili shenasam lacha mana b'shvili. The Rambam is strange. Zok the Rambam, the kitsha osa ploni v'omar lo harayad mekudesh esli with what? V'hano azu habalich b'glori. I mekadosh you, you mekadosh to me with the hana that came to you on my account. Somebody gave her. No, notice the Rambam starts by saying, "What was it?" A matana. The two of you can always go together. Yeah. The Rambam says, "What did he give her?" He gave her a matana. And then, what is the nusach amira? What does he say? A mekadesh you with what? With the hana. She got a matana after all. That came bigloli. Harezu mekudeshes apa pishel onasul a mekadesh. What's going on here? What does the Rambam tell us that it was a matana? And then the Amira is, your Mekudeshes with the Hanah that came before me, because of me. Why not talk about, simply, it was given for Kedushin, and he says, Mekadeshu with that which was given for Kedushin. Let's see, this is in Hilchos Ishus. What would be in terms of Evikinani, Behemun, and Mamona? Now this is strange. That the Rambam bring Furish Halacha, in Hilchos Mechira, of Evikinani, strangely enough, he doesn't. Question is, why not? Now, the Kesef Mishnah, I mean, you have it in the Ran in the back, but the Kesef Mishnah on that Hilchos Mechira, you'll see there, he brings from the Ran a very interesting thing. You see the Kesef Mishnah on the right? On the Rambam, he brings Arev, he brings the Gemara here, Reish Kedushin, Amar Ein Kedushin, but Amar Nami and he brings the case of Rabbi Kanani. And then Ubasa Kulu Amar Rabbi Chanina Mamona. The Imkain Kishem Sekasav Rabbeinu Sekana Medin Arif. That's the case of Alach Vav. Haya Lo Lichtov Shar HaChalukos. The Rambam never mentions explicitly that you can buy a field Medin Rabbi Kanani. We would expect the Rambam to say that if somebody gives the Mocher money and says, I want so and so to be now the cone of this field with the money I'm giving you, so it works. We didn't have a kenani, the chenu and mamona. That's the gemara. So he quotes from the Ran here by us, the curse of Haran. So ulai sover the dafko gabi kedushin gamrina me'eved kenani. Chidush of the Ran, he pshat in the Rambam. Mishum the eved veisha ka'adadi ninu, the eved gamar lola me'isha. There's all kinds of halachas we learn from Eved to Isha, vice versa, la la, Xerishava, la la, Achufsa lo nitan la, the chasav la sefer krisus, Xerishava, la la me Isha. So maybe this din of a kinani is specific to Isha. I will even mamon inga made them the Eved kinani, I will end them a chuba betzarach iyun. The Rambam doesn't agree with this, but this is what the Rambam holds. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, how could the Ran have said such a thing? But Tmiyani, Eich Ola B'daitu, Shal Ran Lomar, the Shema, Sover Rabbeinu, the Dafka Ugabi Kedushin, Avu Yimam and Inla Medim Eve Kanani, the Atu Rabbeinu, Amorahu, the Lifu Gal Rava. I mean, what's going on here? The Rambam is not an Amora. You can't argue on Rava. Rava says a Chenglin and Mamona. So what are you going to say? I mean, Rava himself, a Chenglin, Amor Rava, Itman of a Chenglin and Mamona. The Gemara says it's whatever we said before, Rava by Kedushin is now by Mom. Yes, so he says maybe the Rama different gears. Chinya Rabino Habigaris Hada Amar Rava Chinya Mamona Samacha Ten Rav Eskadosh Ani Lach Mekudesh Midin Arev. He had the word Chinya Mamona specifically after the case of Arev, the time of the Rava Amar Bidin Arev Velo Amar Bidin Eved. Okay, and why did Rava say the Chinya Mamona on Eved? Because of what the Ran says. So the Ran is correct, but it's more than just what the Ran says. It's, you have to change, move around some words in the Gemara and cut and paste and move it to Arif. A lot of Achronim are bothered by this Pshat. They actually show that the Rambam seems to hold of Arif. I don't have a Pshat here, but I'm just going to show you. We had this Rambam. When we read the Rambam a few minutes ago, too. The Rambam by Matanim Nas Lahavzir. The Rambam by Suder. Yeah, Matan Nasir Hafzir, the Rambam gives the case of Suder. Where was that Rambam? We had it in Shir. We had that Rambam that the person, someone else gives the Suder. The Rambam doesn't say, right? You remember? The Rambam brings the case that seems to be based on Eved Kanani, but he doesn't say it by Kesef, he says it by Suda. It was in Hilchos Mechira, I think. No? Anyway, the Rambam seems to have a case of Eved Kanani. In connection to Suda, the Matan Alas Lehafzir of Suda, the Rambam has the case where someone else gave the Suda. So the Rambam is chor not enough, because the Rambam does seem, but the Rambam never brings it by Kesef, that's correct. So you have to know why the Rambam doesn't bring Eved Kanani in a straightforward case. Good, you have to know. But what about Eved Kanani itself that the Ram does give? Look in the Ram Hilchos Avodin. The Ram gives Eved Kanani. And he says, Kate said, Kone Hatsasin Bekesef, Perakei Locha Beis, in Hilchos Avodin. Shinasin Echad the Rabu Mos, Vamuram Nashi Yitzi Avdacha Behem Lecheirus, Kim Shikibo Rabba Kesef, Osha Bekesef, Yatsu Eved Lecheirus. They didn't thought that's the Eved, Shuskus Hi Lo Vizachman Shkulifana. The Ram holds like the Chachamim. That it works midin zachin. Okay, so this is straightforward. What doesn't the Rambam say? That it's with a hana. The Rambam says, what is making Eved Kanani free? The hana or the kesef? What is it? The hana or the kesef? The kesef, right? Is it given as a matana or is it given for the cheres? The cheres. So my high that the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus that we learned from Eved Kanani, good, by Mamon he didn't bring exactly Eved Kanani, so we don't know what to say. But by Eved Kanani himself, it's not a matana to the Adon, it's the kesef for the chavis. And we learn from Eved Kanani to what? To Kedusha. So why does the Rambam make it sound as if what is it being given? It's being given if somebody's giving money for what? Matana. And what? And the other one has to say, Mekadesh has to say, Mekadesh with what? With Hana that came to you with the Matana that so-and-so gave to Goli, Mekadesh with the Hana. What's wrong with simply saying that the Peroni gave what? Gave Kesef for what? For Kedusha. And what does the Mekadesh say? A Mekadesh with what? With the money that was given, the glory. I mean, that's straightforward. Eber Kenani, they're giving it for on behalf of the Eber, not a Matana, not with the Hana is the Shechra. It's with the Kesef. So we would expect the same thing over here. So basically, the Rashba is asking, it's hard to know the Rashba's words, the whole Tumor had a learned Pshat. The Rashba is bothered by this Rambam. And the other Rambam as well, which we'll, and if we'll get to today, the Rambam in the end of the previous halacha as well brings the Inyan of Hana in. So let's take this Rambam, Eber Kenani. What can we do with this Rambam? Why does the Rambam make it a Matana in the beginning? And the Amira is not about the Mana. The Mana was a Matana, and the Amira is a Mekadeshi with the Hana that came because of me. What could be the Pshat in the Rambam? Let's suggest maybe a Svar. The reason why everyone is assuming that you can give, you can have the Kesef given as Kedusha, because after all, we've seen as Kesef, we're saying Kedusha. Who gives it? Whoever gives it. It could be the Baal, it could be a Shliach, it could be a Stamach person. He's giving the same Kedushin on behalf of the other person. You need an Amira, so the Amira will be on the Kedushin with the money who's giving the same Kedushin. Maybe the Rambam holds the following. Somebody who's not in any way Shayach to the Kedushin for this marriage, this person, this woman, he's not a Shliach, he's not the Baal, he's totally foreign. He has no ability to do an asina of Kedushin. If he's giving money for Kedushin, it's meaningless. The Rambam maybe will hold that you cannot have a case where someone else who's not a shliach is going to give money to an isha l'shem Kedushin for someone else. You have to know the sugyas later on with Zachin and the Rashba here a little bit, maybe refers to that Gemara, Talmud Rashba also. Let's assume Kedushin is a schus. So can you have somebody be Mekadosh a woman for somebody else? Now it could be Yizchir Metam Shlichus, so then it could be Shlichus. So then, I don't know, maybe it could be Shlichus. But it could be, even if, over here, in Svar, just take the Svar, the Rambam holds that you cannot have, that's not called Nesin of Kedushin. Nesin of Kedushin has to be from the Baal. You want to call it Maisakicha, you want to use fancy language, Bachber, I suppose you can plug that in. Maisakicha has to be the Baal's Nesinas Kesef, or Baal's representative. I mean, it works, and you don't have to use the jargon. But the point, the Yesod is the same. It's not called, it can't be a Nesina of Kedushin if it's not someone who is Shayach to the Kedushin. He's Mufka, he's not Mekadosh for himself. So what's Shayach to say that he's giving Kesef for Kedushin, and all you need is an Amir of the other person, I'm a Kedushin with that Nesina of that Mana. That Mana is not a called Nesina Kedushin. Why? Because he's not the Baal or the Baal's representative. So the Rambam had no way to explain what happens over here except in a different direction. By Rebbe Kenani, no problem. Everyone else, whoever it is, gives the Adon money, that's the same Shechur. Good. I ever didn't give the money, Rebbe Kenani, that's the Allah. So the Eber is free. When it comes to Kedushin, given that we're not talking about a Shliach, the Rambam is clear, not talking about a Shliach. That's why you need an Amira later. So it's somebody who's not a Shliach of the Baal. So he can't be giving money for Kedushin and then allow the Baal to say, I'm going to catch you with that money. It's not a Nesina of Kedushin if it's not the Baal giving it. That's part of Nesina's Kedushin. It has to be from the Baal. So what is it? It's Dam Matana. He gives a woman a Matana. And he wants this Matana to generate Hana. He obviously on behalf of someone else. Who gave the woman the Hana? Not the Baal, someone else. Comes the Baal and says, oh, but I want the Hana that someone gave on my behalf to count as Kesef Kedushin. So that's okay. In other words, that's the Lima from Eber Kenani. That the Hana that this person gave, what did he give her? He gave her Matana. He gave her Matana. But meanwhile, the Matana, then the scene of that person's Matana could be like, I gave the Matana, the Mela, I gave her Hana. So now Mekadesh you now with the Hana that you got the Matana from someone else. Maybe that's why the Rambam needed here that he should say, he should talk about the She talk about the Hana. The last Rambam, if the Rambam at the end of the previous halacha, also difficult. What does the Rambam say over here? The chen, the Rambam put midin shneim in connection to what? In connection to arev. The chenam amelo ten dina leploni matana. This kaddish lo. So she says, give someone a matana, again matana, and I'll be miskadeshet to him. The nasan lo, he does it. The kitsa osa ploni. And what does that pony now say? Now that pony received money from another party who the Isha instructed to give him that money. The end of Halacha Chaf Aleph. So what does the pony say, the one who received the matana? He says, Harei at Nekudesh Esli, what does he say? The Hanas Matana Zu Shekibalti Bitsonech. Harei at Nekudesh. So once again, the Rambam is always focusing on the Amira revolving around the Hana. And he puts this in connection to Arif. The Gemara runs into Lachem Ebe Kenani and for Arif. Right? So again, what is the Rambam doing here? He's making the Amira revolve around the Hana that I received. So here too, the Kesef Magid Mishnah, Bizmarech here, and the Rajba, why do you need this? Why is the Rambam focus on the Hana? The Rajba asks further questions. It sounds like a little bit like a case of she's giving money to him, and she wants him to be Kudeshes, but it won't work unless he's an Adam Chashuv. That's the next part of the Gemara. Well, according to that, you can distinguish. He's not giving the money here. He's giving the money. Some guy is giving the money based on her instructions. But it's not exactly the case where she's giving the money. So, what is the Rambam wanting? What is the Hana? The Hana that I gave you, Hana that I received money from you? Or the Hana that so-and-so accomplished what you wanted him to accomplish? Is the Hana the Kabbalah? Is the Hana the fact that your bidding was done? It's hard to pin down exactly. But here again, the consistency, the Rambam wants it to be the Hana. And then you have to think about what's the Ebe Kenani link in all of this? Why couldn't just be Midin Arev? The Rambam is Midin Shneya. It has to do with both. So you have to sweat a little bit over Shabbos on this. You know, what's the second part of Halacha Chaf Aleph? And then, you know, we have to also go weiter. So we'll see what we'll do. But I want them to Iker, when you see the Rambam in Chaf Aleph in the beginning and Chaf Beis, both cases the Rambam's focus is on the Hana, unlike Mechira, unlike Mammon, where we see the Rambam is willing to let it work with just the Kesef itself. Yeah. Okay, there's a lot more here, but let's do a bit from the concept.